Well, joining me now to discuss the issue is Peter Wakefield, who's chairman of Rail Future East Anglia. Morning, Peter.
Good morning.
You'd like a station everywhere, wouldn't you?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that because, no. But anyway, go on.
Well, I mean, do they work? I mean, that's the question. You know, you've got all these chugging diesel trains and electric trains, and they've got to be built, and you've got to, you know, all this nickel and smelting. They're not very green, are they?
Well, yes. We've got lots of trains we can reuse. New ones are being built in London. So the great thing about trains, trains, is that once you built them, you can keep refurbishing them for 30, 40 years, which some people have a problem with, but they have a very long life.
So the other problem is, though,
use energy. Increasingly, the network locally is being electrified, and that can use green energy.
Yeah, of course, but the other problem is, you need to take out a bank loan to afford the tickets.
Well, if we're going down that line, I don't agree with that. I'm not quite sure where you're coming from that. I saw the Channel 4 programme last night, and if we wanted to discuss that, fine. But I thought it was picking and choosing the worst rather than being fair.
No, I'm just talking in general, Peter. If I want to get a season ticket to London, I've got to find £10,000 from Peterborough, and that's a heck of a lot of money.
Well, it's 70 odd miles. The season ticket, if you do use it a year, is valid every day. You can use it as many times during the day as you wish. You get other perks with it. You have to pay for what you use.
How would stations and trains solve our problems here in Cambridgeshire?
Well,
how would it solve a problem like Cambridge, where it's constantly gridlocked?
Getting to the core of the issue. Well, Cambridge, of course, is the issue. It's an ancient city which has become one of the most important industrial cities, in a way, in the country. It's producing huge amounts of wealth for the country, but it is a historic city, and we can't do very much with the city centre because it's in itself is extremely valuable in tourist sense, apart from the architectural heritage and all that sort of thing. And trains can get through from into the city centre, rush through, I mean, 2 minutes from the Science Park to the present station, compared to 30 or 40 minutes in the peak hours by bus or any other mode of transport. So trains can get through the traffic very, very quickly using their right of way and their speed and their capacity to take enormous numbers of people.
So the plan would be to have train stations on just about every approach to the city, and then into the city.
Already, of course, yeah. We have to be. That's why.
Well, one at the moment.
At the beginning, you said stations everywhere. I sort of was slightly. I modified your statement there because if you have too many stations, of course, then the services start getting slower and slower if you have to stop at them all. So you have to be careful what you ask for. Certainly, all the radial routes out of Cambridge could have one or two more stations on them, but of course then you have to start worrying about, are you slowing all the other trains down as well if you're stopping at additional stations? So there is a balance to be.
Yeah. You've got to make them appetizing, haven't you? You've got to make them cheap enough, and you've got to make them quick enough. If I could get on a train from Peterborough to Cambridge and get there in half an hour, as 40 minutes as I can in the car, I'd do it every day that I broadcast from Cambridge.
Well,
but of course, I can't because it takes ages.
Well, I would slightly disagree with you. I certainly agree we need more.
Well, no, you wouldn't, because I'm the person on the train. I know how long it takes.
Well,
it takes over an hour.
I use that route a lot as well. I don't want to get into an argument over this.
No.
It's 45 miles by rail, actually, via March and Ely, etc. There's only one train an hour, and we say they should be quicker than that. It takes around about 45, 50 minutes, so it doesn't take quite the hour. And of course, if you wanted to go to your radio station in Cambridge, you have to come right down to the city centre.
Yeah.
And so, when the new station is built, you'll be within walking distance of your new at the new station. So I just hope that you will And, of course, it's closer to Peterborough, so I hope you'll get on the train.
Well, we shall see. We shall see. Rupert Reid's with us as well. He's the National Transport Spokesperson for the Green Party. Morning, Rupert.
Good morning, Paul.
Is this the green way to go? Train stations all around Cambridge and across Cambridgeshire?
Yes, I think it is on balance. I'm actually speaking to you from a train. I'm on a speaker tour around England, Wales, entirely by train. I think our trains in this country are on balance very good. However, of course, I also agree with you, Paul, that our trains are badly overpriced. That, of course, is something that we in the Green Party would want to tackle and change.
I mean, that is the thing. You can build as many stations as you want, you can have as many trains as you like, but if you can't afford to get on them, or they don't go where you want to go, or they're not quick enough, people are not going to use them. Are you there, Rupert? I believe the train has just proved my point. It's cut into our conversation with Rupert Reid. But he makes a good point, doesn't he, Peter? That, yeah, they've got to be cheap enough. They've got to be advertising enough.
We don't want to price people off the trains. So just bear in mind that the railway is being used by... One of the problems, of course, you talk about overcrowding. One of the problems is that... you know, we do have this overcrowding, so the trains are being used, and we certainly do need more of them. We need a railway to Wisbech, we need better services out the Newmarket and Bury directions from Cambridge, and we want to link in Soham to the railway network. But, yes, certainly, you know, the fare increases in the past have been, well, they've gone up high enough, let's put it like that, and there are plenty of bargains to be had. If you want to travel in the peak on any transport network, you're going to have difficulties in London. You're just kept out of it by road pricing. So that's, you know, the peak is managed in different ways on the roads and railways. But yes, there has to be a limit to rail fare increases. I totally agree with Dr. Reid.
Yeah, Rupert Reid is back with us now, I believe. You mentioned that it's the greenest thing for you. I mean, it's not necessarily that green, though, is it? You know, trains, they have to be built, you know, the iron has to be smelted and dug and, it's not the greenest thing in the world, is it, to build a train?
There's no such thing as a free lunch, but trains, when you consider the alternative of roads or rail, are generally a lot greener. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Are we looking at every option here? What about trams? What about monorails? I've just been on one in Dubai. It was amazing.
Yeah, we should consider all those options. As we're saying in the election campaign that's gone, the situation of congestion and so on around Cambridge is absolutely critical, disastrous. Trains and potentially trams, as well as, of course, buses and bikes and so on, are a key part of the solution. But we have to get the prices down. I mean, the trains in this country are the most expensive in Europe. It's just completely unacceptable. And, of course, one part of the solution there is that we do need to bring the railways back into public ownership and stop the profiteering from the trains that is going on at the moment.
Mm, they need some oil on those brakes on your train, I think. They're struggling. You're in favour of building these new stations around Cambridge, then? You're in favour of getting people on the trains, but they've got to be appetising, is what I think you're saying. Rupert, we're going to leave you there because it's quite noisy, so we'll leave you there. But thank you. Rupert Reid from the Green Party, and you heard from Pete Wakefield, who's the chairman of Rail Future East Anglia.